You are listening to episode number 27 of the Secondary Science Simplified podcast. This month, we've been talking about the secrets or habits that I learned the hard way in my teaching career that I wish I had known when I first started teaching. All of these habits I'm sharing are foundational lessons in the Secondary Science Simplified course that is currently open for enrollment. And I'm incredibly excited because in today's episode, I interviewed one of the teachers who took the course with me last summer after finishing only her second year of teaching. And she shares how her specific experience taking the Secondary Science Simplified course has impacted her as a newer educator in the field. Rachel is just finishing her third year now teaching secondary science at a small charter school. She's married and has two Australian Shepherds, and she came into the teaching field without any formal certification or training in how to be a teacher. I loved the opportunity to do this interview because I was able to interview an experienced teacher who took the Secondary Science Simplified course back in episode 24. And now in this episode, I get the chance to talk with a not as experienced teacher about how the course impacted her. So I love being able to share these differing perspectives with each of you listening. I truly just love all things related to simplifying our jobs and our lives as secondary science teachers. And the Secondary Science Simplified course was born from this passion. And this podcast came later just because I had a continued desire to continue serving teachers outside of the course all year round with simplifying strategies. So if you enjoy listening to this podcast, but are on the fence about whether or not taking the Secondary Science Simplified Professional Development course is right for you, I really hope you find this interview helpful. So without further ado, let's dive into my interview with Rachel Carter. This is Secondary Science Simplified, a podcast for secondary science teachers who want to engage their students and simplify their lives. I'm Rebecca Joyner from It's Not Rocket Science. As a high school science teacher turned curriculum writer, I'm passionate about helping other science teachers love their jobs, serve their students, and do it all in only 40 hours a week. Are you ready to rock the time you spend in your classroom and actually have a life outside of it? You're in the right place, teacher friend. Let's get to today's episode. Hey, Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. And I'm so glad this worked out. You are extremely generous to share part of your planning period to talk to me. So I am not going to keep you too long because I know how valuable that time is. So just to get started with the episode, I would love if you could just introduce yourself and let our listeners know, you know, who you are, how long you've been teaching, what you teach, that kind of thing.
Okay, great. Well, I'm Rachel Carter. I have been teaching science, the secondary level, for 3 years now. This is my third year, going to go on to my fourth year. I've taught everything from chemistry to biology to physical science to physics to earth environmental. Right now, I have been teaching at the same school for the last 3 years. It's a small charter school in downtown Charlotte. So that's been really fun. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
That's awesome. And what made you want to be a secondary science teacher?
My plan right out of high school was to do athletic training. I went to school for that. I didn't love the school I was at, but I also didn't want to start all the way over when I transferred to Appalachian. So I just picked parks and recreational and I went there. I got really into doing summer camps, which led me into environmental education. And then as I was looking for a full-time job, I just saw this posting for science teacher at my school. I was like, what the heck? I'll just apply. Got the job. So I've been here ever since. So this was not my plan, but this is where I'm at.
Wow. Okay. That is so fascinating. So I guess because you're at a charter school, you didn't have to have an official teaching certificate. Is that how you were able to do that? Okay. So then what sort of training have you gone through either prior to being hired or like since you've been hired? Kind of what that looks like?
So the past 2 years were kind of challenging, especially with like all things going on in the pandemic. And I got married and we bought a house. So I applied for an online program, but at this point, I'm just kind of like waiting on things to kind of slow down before I progress any more in the course. So that's kind of where I'm at. So I haven't really gotten my licensure yet, but I am on the way to getting it.
So you've really just been learning as you go, essentially.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And in the middle of a pandemic. That's extremely impressive. So I personally first connected with you because you took the Secondary Science Simplified course last June. And so that would have been after your second year before starting your third year. So how are you feeling at the end of your second year? Like, how were you feeling when you first were joining the Secondary Science Simplified course?
Oh, I was completely drained at the end of that year because we had been hybrid the entire year. So I had a class of 30 students, three periods a day. And so I was just kind of beat from like having to do 1,000 different things. I was just ready to relax that summer. I ended up doing summer camp and doing the course, but I was very excited to kind of learn some more things that I needed to know for the next year.
Yeah.
So it was challenging, but it was fun.
That's awesome. Well, okay. So how did you even first hear about the course and what first piqued your interest in thinking I should sign up for this?
Well, I've been following you on social media pretty much since my admin was like, hey, I got you this curriculum for science. And I said, okay, great. I looked through it. I was like, this is the best thing I've ever gotten in my life. And then I just kind of followed you on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. So I kept up with like new things that you were putting out because I was interested to see what else I could get. And then I saw the course and I said, this is something that I need to do because I am kind of just like, don't know anything and I need to know all of the things.
Okay. First off, I love that your admin got you curriculum. That I like just love hearing when admin use their resources to support teachers. So that's awesome. And also I'm just so glad that you connected through social media. That's so fun. So before you signed up, did you have any reservations or was there anything that kind of really helped you make the commitment to join or what pushed you over the edge to join the course last summer?
As soon as you kind of started posting that you were doing this professional development course, I was all in. I was so ready to do this. So for me, there was really nothing that was holding me back from doing it. I knew as soon as you said, this is what's happening this summer, that I was going to be there.
That's awesome. Okay. So if you're listening and you don't know about the course, it's set up to be completely virtual. It's work at your own pace, professional development. So my question for you would be, especially coming off, you know, a very long, exhausting year being hybrid, what did you like about that format? And have you ever done any professional development course set up that way before?
So I really loved having just the opportunity to do everything when I was at home, when I had time. So like when I wasn't at summer camp, I could come home and like do all this stuff. I also loved that you had the Facebook live meetings like every day at a set time. I would be on the bus on the way to a field trip listening and trying to see if anyone had any questions that I would also have. And it was just nice being able to kind of do everything at my own pace. I was trying to make it slower so it would last the whole summer and not do everything in 1 week. So that way I could keep up with like the Facebook group and all that.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that you were able to make it work on top of doing what you were doing last summer with the summer camp. So the course has 7 units, the core values unit, relationships, culture, lessons, labs, assessments, and balance. And of those, which did you personally find the most transformative and why?
When I was first going into the course, I really thought I was going to learn the most from lesson planning because that's something that I had zero experience with coming into teaching. But after kind of going through all the courses and finishing up the professional development course, I found out that relationships was the most helpful for me because I learned how to connect more personally with my students and their parents and my admin. Parents has been the biggest help this year. So like, this has definitely been one that surprised me. I didn't think that there was really anything else I needed to know about it, but I was definitely wrong in that part.
That's awesome. That's really encouraging to hear. I love being when I get surprised myself that way about something. Like I go in expecting one thing and then I'm like, wait, I actually learned a lot about this. That's awesome. Okay. So each unit is structured with kind of 3 components. There's the video lessons, which are usually about 10 to 15 minutes each. There's a workbook, and then there are support documents. Like for instance, in the lesson planning, you know, unit, there's the standard analysis document, or in the labs unit, there's a lab supplies audit, that kind of thing. So what did you find most helpful about this setup? And then also, if they're thinking about the support documents, which were the most helpful for you?
So the setup was great because you knew exactly what you were getting yourself into for every unit. Okay, relationships is about building relationships with your students, staff, coworkers, admin, parents, all that stuff. And so having the way the lessons were structured was really simple to use. So you have your workbook, which has the video lessons, and then each lesson has at least something to kind of go with. If it's like not an activity, it is the notes, which I really like doing because I love notes. So it was really just nice having everything that you would need for the whole unit in one singular spot. You don't have to go to 10 different locations just to find maybe the workbook. Like if you had all of the workbook pages in one location, that way it's just like, it's much easier having everything that you need for one lesson together. You can just click on it and then go. And then what was the other question?
Oh, about the support docs. Did you find any of those particularly helpful?
Oh, yeah. The parent communication one, I use that every day. All of my teammates use it as well. And the lab audit, I use that a lot. Not as much as my parent communication one, but still enough. I've given it to some of my teammates who also teach science on the middle school level, and they've liked it as well.
I'm so glad it's been helpful. And I love hearing that you can use it every day. That's great. So the course also comes with some bonus features in addition to the core content. So there's the two bonus video lessons that I brought in an old coworker for another teacher, one specifically about reaching special education students and one for teaching English language learners. And then the third bonus was honestly my favorite, and that was the combination of those weekly live Q&A sessions that we did and then the Facebook group that we had for members of the course. So how did you find the bonuses in particularly helpful?
The Facebook group was my favorite thing ever. I liked being able to talk to other teachers who were also taking the course with me. We don't have any ELL students here, so I wasn't really using that one. But I did use the SPED one because we have a lot of special education kids here. So it was nice to be able to learn more about that as well as all the other stuff I was learning about.
All right. So it's been almost a year now since you took Secondary Science Simplified. So what are some specific ways you've used what you've learned from the course just this past school year, your third year teaching?
So I have done my monthly check-ins with my parents. That one I used a lot in the beginning, but then I started to get burned out a little bit. But I'm trying to get back into that. So that's been really great. The procedures one is my favorite. I wrote like 3 pages of procedures and I was like, I should probably cut this down just a little bit because they're not going to read it all. But it was good. Just like being able to set routines, set procedures for my kids has helped them a lot, helped me a lot as well. I feel like there's just so, I know. I took email off my phone. My work email is gone. I just did that like last month and it's been really, really nice.
I'm so glad you did that. I know that's really hard to do, but it's such a game changer.
It sure is.
That's awesome. Okay, so what's one way that taking Secondary Science Simplified kind of changed your perspective as a teacher in your classroom?
I guess I was just trying, like when I first started out, I didn't know what I was doing. So I was just doing a bunch of things that people told me that they liked doing and then nothing worked for me. Or I was just overcomplicating every little thing. Like I had a turn-in system that was just overly complicated. People didn't know what to do when I was absent, that sort of thing. And so like just taking the course and then kind of breaking things down to make them more like bite-sized, more easier for me to kind of say, hey, this is what I want to do in this classroom. Let's find a way to make it simple, not only for me, but simple for everyone else. So that's been great.
You are speaking my love language with using words like taking something that's overcomplicated and simplifying it. Because I think you're right. I think, you know, we have a lot of teachers have a lot of energy and we have the best intentions and we want things to go a certain way. And then we put a lot of time and energy and thought into them, but then it can turn into something that just becomes too much either for us to maintain or for our students to understand and keep up with. So I love that you said, you know, you've kind of transitioned from some overcomplicated things to some simplified things because I am all about simplifying secondary science. So that is great to hear. So if you had another new teacher friend out there, or if there was a new teacher who's listening to this podcast episode right now, and they're thinking about taking the course this summer, what would you say to them?
I would say, do it. What are you waiting on? It is a game changer. It's made my life so much easier. Now I start thinking about things differently. Like, hey, this is a much simpler way to do it. So why not just do that instead of doing 50,000 things that are going to overcomplicate everyone's life? Just find one thing that's simple that everyone can do and it's consistent.
I love that. Consistency is so important. Okay. So the last question I like to ask everyone I interview is there one way that you can share that you are currently simplifying your life? And this could be completely unrelated to school. It could just be a life hack or just something you're doing organizationally in your home or in your classroom, whatever, a new habit you started. So anything that you're doing right now to simplify your life, what have you done recently?
So I have a few things in my classroom. I don't know where I got the idea from, but I started using stamps to like grade things for completion because I would always lose track of like what I graded, who turned in what. And so I like do the stamp and then immediately I'll write it on a sticky note, who turned it in and then what day was turned in. That way they know what they did and I know what they did. And my school implemented like a new cell phone policy. So I have a phone jail. Every day they put their phone in the phone jail, I give it back to them. That's been really nice, especially it keeps them off of their phones, keeps them interested in what we're doing. So those are my school hacks. And then my life hacks would be get clear bins for everything and lay out your clothes the night before.
I love that. I live for plastic bins. I feel like the visibility helps me so much to know what I have. So I 100% agree with that. And I love what you said about the phone jail. It's so nice when admin make a policy that then it kind of makes them the bad guy. So you're not the one, like you didn't start the phone policy. It's a school policy, but it's one that like makes your life so much easier too. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy this worked out to talk to you. Seriously, thank you for sacrificing your planning time and just working with me so that our listeners could kind of hear about your experience taking Secondary Science Simplified.
Thanks for asking me. This has been really fun.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Be sure to check the show notes to see how you can connect with Rachel further if that's something you would like to do. And don't forget, the Secondary Science Simplified virtual professional development course is now open for enrollment. I offer this course only once a year in the summer so that I can really commit to being available to each of you as you work through the content at your own pace. The last day to sign up is this Thursday, June 23rd. So make sure to head to secondarysciencesimplified.com for all of the information or reach out to me on Instagram at its.not.rocket.science if you have any questions at all. I would love to help you figure out if the course is right for you this summer. And be sure to check back in the next week for another episode in this month's series on the podcast where I'm sharing three simple things you can do to use your summer productively while still prioritizing the most important aspect of summer, which is actually resting and unplugging from work. All right, teacher friends, that wraps up today's episode. If you're looking for an easy way to start simplifying your life as a secondary science teacher, head to itsnotrocketscienceclassroom.com/challenge to grab your classroom reset challenge. And guess what? It's totally free. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you here next week. Until then, I'll be rooting for you, teacher friend.